We will not hide them from their children. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord and His power, and the wonders He has done. Psalms 78, verse 4.
Lord, teach me not to hide any of your wonders from the children around me. Help me to remember that all of us are your children. As I yield myself to you, I know that you will use me in mighty ways. I want to sing your praises to those around me, that they will know your powers and the wonders you have done. Father, like the disciples, I want to speak your word boldly, that others will be saved. Burden my heart for the lost, Lord. Amen.
How many times in the last 10 days have you had the opportunity to praise God to those around you and didn't? God deserves our praise, doesn't He? Give some thought today to what stopped you. Most likely it was fear. Fear that you would be misunderstood or ridiculed. Why do you think that the disciples, and these guys walked with Jesus for 3 years, had to ask for boldness to speak the word?
Today's action: pray the believer's prayer in Acts 4, verses 23 through 30. Try to memorize these verses so that any time an opportunity arises for you to witness to someone and you are afraid, the believer's prayer can be your encouragement. After all, it certainly worked for the disciples. Today's treasure: the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor can it be.
Satan uses fear to stop Christians from doing many things, my friend. But the one thing you'll find, that the moment you turn it over to Jesus and you conquer that fear, he can no longer use it. What do you think made the great evangelists, the great witness, the great prayer warriors, the great preachers, the great teachers? They put that fear in the God of the universe's hands, and they no longer allowed that fear to conquer them. They allowed God to conquer it.